Blog Talk Radio.
Your goals are our goals, and your success makes us successful. You're listening to ThinkBigRadio.com, where big thinkers come to teach and learn. We'd like to thank you all for your continued support and spreading the word about ThinkBigRadio.com. Have you spread the word today?
Good day, ThinkBigRadio.com listeners. Big here, your host tonight. Hope everything's working out well with you guys. And as always, we're going to bring to you a great guest. Tonight's guest is Dr. Gwendolyn. Dr. Gwendolyn, are you there?
I am here. How are you?
Pretty good. I'm glad that you could come on the show. As customary, one of the first things that we want to do is have you get out your contact information. So what is the best way for our listeners to reach you?
Okay, the best way to reach me, I'm going to give a couple of contact information. I'm going to give my phone number, my office phone number, and I'm going to give my website, two of my websites. My law website is www.davisyanceylaw.com. My coaching website is www.buildyourbettermind.com. You can actually reach me by phone at 248-358-6920, or my toll-free number is 833-TOP-5291.
Okay.
I also have my social media contact information if you want me to give that now as well.
No, we don't need your social security number.
No, my social media contact information.
I know, I was just playing around. Okay, you can get that social media confirmation. You know, as a lawyer, we definitely know you're not going to give that on the air.
Oh, absolutely not. Absolutely not. No one should do that, not on air.
Okay, so how do we reach you on social media?
Well, on social media, you can subscribe to my YouTube channel, which is Mind Shift and Build Your Better Mind. My Facebook page is Gwendolyn Davis Yancey. I also have a Facebook group called The Release Room, and you can reach me on Twitter at Mind Shift Today and on Instagram also at Mind Shift Today.
All right. Now, your Facebook page, you said Gwendolyn Davis Yancey. Can you spell that last name for us so that way we'll make sure we got it correct?
Absolutely. It's hyphenated. It's Davis, D-A-V-I-S, and then hyphen Y-A-N-C-E-Y. I know a lot of Yanceys spell it with C-Y, but we spell it C-E-Y.
Okay.
Yeah.
So why don't you just tell us a little bit about yourself? You know, where'd you grow up? You got a large or small family before we get into the meat of the interview here.
Okay. I predominantly grew up in the city of Detroit. We moved there when I was in the fifth grade. I come from a moderate-sized family. There were four kids and my mom and my dad, so just moderate size, but lots of cousins and, you know, other relatives, aunts and uncles, in not only in Michigan but in other states as well. So, yeah.
Okay. That's good. Out there in Detroit, Michigan, I've been to Detroit once and pretty much enjoyed myself. I like that. The club scene. They really didn't have cover charges. You just go in, well, at least when I went, and, you know, of course, you pay for your drinks, which was pretty cool.
Oh, okay. That wasn't my experience when I did go to clubs, which, of course, was a long time ago. But
me too.
So that really wasn't my experience. You know,
okay.
There might have been some instances, like for ladies' night or something like that, where maybe there wasn't a cover and they would expect you to buy two or three drinks or something like that. But I actually have not been to a club in a very, 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 very long time.
Yeah, I hear that.
Yes.
So, Dr. Gwendolyn, can you share with our listeners a bit about your credentials, how you began this journey?
You know, I like I mentioned a second ago, I grew up predominantly in Detroit. I went to Cass Tech, and, you know, that's one of the schools that is pretty well known and ended up going to Wayne State University. I got my Bachelor's of Science degree in biology through the School of Education.
Okay.
And I worked on a master's for a year, a master's in educational administration and leadership. But then I decided to go on to law school. So I got my Juris Doctorate degree from University of Detroit Mercy. And then subsequently, I got certification as a certified professional coach and certification as a certified empowerment coach, so trainer. So I'm actually certified to train coaches. And it was really exciting because this past June in 2007, I was actually voted Michigan top lawyer in family law. And I've represented and coached hundreds of clients over the last 23 years. I am the founder and CEO of Davis Yancey Law & Associates and the founder and CEO of Mindshift Consortium.
Okay, so that's a lot. You also do law and you still find time to assist people. You know, that's what we really like about our big thinkers that come on the show. It's like, you know, you're even though your plate could be full, you still find room for more.
And that's true. And one of my focuses, because as I really began my journey as a family law attorney, I really found that the family issues that people have to deal with, it doesn't just encompass the legal realm.
Mm-hmm.
And it was always my passion and my purpose to try to give my clients tools so that when their case is over, when their legal case is over, they have tools to help better manage not only themselves, but also their families and the issues that they would come in contact with. So I always incorporated coaching into my law practice. And when I started Mindshift Consortium, you know, I wanted to make sure that I could offer coaching outside of my law practice. So that's why I ended up launching Mindshift Consortium.
Okay. Well, you know, and I'm glad that you brought up tools and coaching, because a lot of people out there, they motivate people, they inspire people, but that's really not enough. You need some type of blueprint to follow through. And so that brings me into my question about, you know, you're a mind clarity strategist. So tell us a little bit about what is a mind clarity strategist and why did you decide to become a mind clarity strategist?
Well, a mind clarity strategist, which is what I do in my coaching, I help people clear their minds so that they can develop and increase their focus blueprint, develop their focus mm-hmm. blueprint, increase their focus, so that they can create strategies to increase their happiness, their success, and their overall wealth. And I started doing this because not only from the fact that it's really my passion, but because of the things that I went through personally, I knew that this was what I was born to do, and the journey that the destiny for me. Because, you know, when I was growing up, particularly when I moved to this to the city of Detroit, because we moved from Detroit from Ann Arbor to Detroit, and I was bullied, and they didn't call it bullying then. They just acted like it was just normal for kids to tease, and it
right.
went beyond teasing. It definitely went beyond teasing. And then a lot of times bullying, a form of bullying or teasing starts within your family. You know, you have family, you know, that people think they're joking and just playing around, but when you call people names, those kinds of things, they give to put the deposits into your spirit, into your mind.
Wow.
And it affects your self-esteem. It affects your self-image. It affects your confidence. So I found myself really having low self-esteem, low self-image. And the reality is, sometimes we think we can just get more degrees, we can, you know, get more education, and education is important, but education does not manage or give you the tools to manage when you have self-esteem or self low self-image issues.
Wow.
So, you know, I had to do something, and I didn't really know what to do at the time. But as I was going through the journey personally, I began to realize I had to change the way that I think. I had to really clear my mind of some of the things that had taken place, you know, in my life. And there was a particular aha moment for me. And that aha moment, it started September 10th, 2004. And on September 10th, 2004, my oldest daughter was murdered.
Oh, God.
And she was murdered by her ex-boyfriend. So, you know, when you come from, you know, I come from a middle-class family, or what's quote-unquote considered a middle-class family. We had family members that would say, that would start asking questions and be silly enough to say, oh, well, we've never had this kind of thing happen in the family. It's that, start asking personal questions when you're you haven't even buried, you know, I haven't even buried my daughter. And so there was this, I had, on the day that we actually did bury her, and you know how people, you know, you'll have a gathering at the house and, you know, the family is there really to support the grieving family.
Right.
I was in the kitchen, and I had one of the family members, is not necessarily close to me, but somewhat close to my parents. She started asking me personal questions. So I thought, well, you know, I really didn't want to deal with that. So I left the kitchen, and I moved into the dining room. And she followed me. And not only did she follow me, she had a group of other relatives. I don't, you know, it was like her little group. I don't know if they were edging her on. She had no problem asking questions, so she followed me. And to try to, and to kind of make a long story short, they followed me from room to room because, you know, they'd ask a question. I would try to kind of get out of answering the question because,
right.
One, it wasn't any of their business, and two, this was not the time.
I
had just buried my daughter. So they kept following me, and finally I gravitated, you know, to the living room, to the sunroom, and then I was able to get back, and I couldn't really – my head was spinning. I couldn't believe that this was what was going on. Get back into the kitchen. And then you go through, people look at you different. When something horrific like that happens in your family and, you know, you come from a background where this isn't expected, you know, quote unquote, people look at you different. They treat you different. They want to know, okay, something must be wrong with your family, all these kinds of things. And so I knew that I had to deal with myself differently. I had to question what makes people think they can ask me personal questions and they don't have that kind of relationship with me. You know, what am I doing? How am I presenting myself? Because there's people know who they can bully. People know who they can say certain kinds of things to. So I had to really begin evaluating myself. Because this was ridiculous.
Okay.
And I was well into my adult years, so it wasn't like I was a 19, 20, 25. You know, I was well into my early 40s, and this was going on. Because, you develop a way of thinking. You develop a way of dealing with yourself, and you can be confident in your career and be excelling in your career, but you can still feel out of alignment. You can still feel emotionally challenged within. So that's how I got off into becoming a mind clarity strategist, because I had to live it. I had to change my own life. And I realized not only with me, but handling family law cases, so many people have the same issues. It may not be from bullying, but it's from other situations and experiences that they've had, and they find themselves going around in the circle. You hear people talking about, well, why do I keep having the same problems? You know, why do I keep repeating this? Why do I keep repeating that? It's because of the mindset. And so it is really, really important to clear your mind so that you can really develop winning strategies and increase your
right.
focus. Yeah.
You know, I like the way you you broke that down for us about, well, first when you reached out as far as how sometimes the family inadvertently bullies you. And sometimes when the family treats you a certain way, people on the outside, they say, oh, it's okay. And they might kind of take suit, not realizing the hurt and the pain that's going into you from that. When
right.
you were speaking about the mind clarity and about clearing your mind, one of our callers from the 313 area code 510, they raised
okay.
their hand. So 313-510, I'm going to bring you on the air. Please state your name, where you're from, and then proceed with your statement or your question. You're on the air now.
Good evening. This is Dr. Diane Bradford, and I am one of the persons that benefits from the Mind Shift Coaching by Dr.
Oh, great.
Gwendolyn. And so I want to first call and say thank you for hosting and having her on the show. And I'm just so delighted that others can hear her. And I just want to just give her kudos and just to say that she is a tremendous, a really gifted and serious mindset coach. She
wow,
has come to my
great.
Home. She has worked with me, and she has done a yeoman's task working with me. And I thank her from the bottom of my heart. I had to get clutter out of my life. I had gastric bypass surgery. I lost 180 pounds, and then I had some complications with the surgery. And people were trying to say, well, you're not following the diet, and I was, but I had a lot of, physical challenges, and it was really changing my mindset. It was making me evil. It making me bitter because, you know, how dare you? I almost lost my life. How dare you, be, as she was saying in her situation, be so brazen and bold to accuse me of something. You don't even know what's going on, And so when Dr. Gwendolyn, she taught me how to just get my mindset together, to stay focused on what I'm doing, to stay focused on getting the clutter out of my life. Anything that was cluttered, to take it out. Being judgmental, take judgmental out. And all these tools that she started putting in my life and allowing me to just grow has really helped me. My mind is so that I'm losing weight again. I was able to take my pain, and I was an excellent cook and caterer, and I've now developed my own cookbook so I can teach
wow.
others how to cook. So the pain was transferred into really a lucrative business thanks to Dr. Gwen, and I thank you, both for just putting this on the air. People need to
yeah.
hear it. I'm so grateful. Mm-hmm.
I appreciate you calling. This is actually Dr. Diane Bradford. She's quite awesome. I appreciate you calling in, and I've always enjoyed supporting you, and I really do appreciate you calling in. Now, do you have a specific question that you want to ask me?
Yes. The question that I want to ask you is, how can you share with viewers what would go on in their minds that would allow them to really identify the fact that they do need a mindset coach?
Wow.
A lot of
great question.
I'm trying to convince people, and some people are not quite convinced. What would be the key factors that you could tell an individual if they're experiencing, if they would be in need of a mindset coach?
Well, I would say that they're experiencing repetitive behaviors, repetitive situations where it seems like they're dating, for instance, the same type of guy. They're having
uh-huh.
the same kind of problems at work, and they're addressing them the same. And I call that kind of merry-go-round syndrome. But, people have to be willing to do the work. They have to be willing to dig deep and do the work. And a lot of times, and it's unfortunate, a lot of people are willing to complain about their lives, but they really don't trust themselves that they can change it.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, you have to get to the point that you're tired of being unhappy. You're tired of, say, for instance, feeling lonely. You're tired of not making enough money, even if you have degrees and you know you ought to be able to make more money. You're tired of having great ideas and those ideas not leading to success. Because I tell people that you can't accomplish new goals with an old mindset. You've got to shift the way that you think. So if a person keeps trying to accomplish goals and they find themselves after, you know, 2 weeks, 30 days, 45 days, they still are in the same place, if they really want to be successful, then they have to make the decision, I need help. And that's where, you know, people like myself, you know, mind clarity strategists, mind shift to help you mind shift, but you've got to be willing to do the work.
Wow.
Okay, I have one more question.
Okay.
I have my goddaughter, she's around 25 years old, and she is, she's a very smart young lady. She's always been very smart, and she grew up in the church, and she recently had a son, and he's just 1 year old now, and I'm trying to work with her to help her, you know, get her mindset right to get back into, you know, finish her degree in dental hygiene and also to just get focused and really know that she, you know, she needs to continue on with this goal that she keeps telling me that she wants to do. But I'm having trouble because the, you know, the pressures of life is getting her down, you know, just, you know, just the new, being a new mother and whatnot. And she's coming over Thursday, and I want to have lunch with her, and I want to introduce the concept of the mind coach to her. But I don't want her to think I'm interfering, but I am, you know, because I'm her godmother. I'm the only mother. I really like her.
That's love for you.
Like her mother. Yes. So I do have some privileges, and she does allow me, you know, to you know, say things. But I want to, you know, try to do it a different way. So how would you suggest that I, you know, broach the subject to her, you know, about getting a mindset coach?
Well, you know, what I would suggest, and I will get you a flyer. I'll do it by social media. I have a program coming up called Mind Shift Cleanse. And it's 21 days. There are there'll be audio trainings, there'll be video trainings, and there will also be live conference call trainings and with me. And it's only $97 because I want to get people such as, did you say this was your niece?
This is my goddaughter.
Your goddaughter. Get people like your goddaughter and other people who they really want change in their life, but they don't quite know what to do. And this will help them get tools to clear their mind. And you don't have to, you know, try to sell it to her. Just, you know, show her the flyer. And the website is actually www.mindshiftcleanse.com. And you can go to the website and just take a look at it and show it to her. It explains everything, what people will, why you would want to partake in it, the tools that will be used. Because the Mind Shift Cleanse, there will actually be exercises and tools to really clear your mind. And people have to understand that the clutter in everybody's minds is different. So the tools are to help you figure out what is cluttering my individual mind, my specific mind. And once you can begin to find out what's cluttering, you know, your mind and remove it, because I provide exercises to remove it, which also reduces stress, then people can focus. And when you can focus better, then you can really, those strategies, those ideas, you'll be able to have laser-sharp focus. And when you have laser-sharp focus, then you can, you know, those ideas and those strategies, you can really put them in place, and you'll be more energized. So, you know, I'll make sure that I connect with you. And
okay.
As a matter of fact, my number is 248-358-6920. You can call me, and I will make sure that you get the website to the MindShift Cleanse. It's mindshiftcleanse.com. And you, when she comes over, you can just, you know, pull it up and be looking at it and say, hey, this looks really, really exciting, and bring it up to her like that so it doesn't seem pushy. And if she's ready, then she'll sign up. But people have to do things when they're ready, and then it'll be most
right.
beneficial.
Well, we're going to have a
I hope that answered your question.
Oh, it did. Thank you so much. And we're going to have lunch on Thursday. And that's
okay.
exactly what I do. I pull the website up. I talk to her. And now, should I offer to pay for it, or should I ask her, tell her I'll do half if she wants it, or you know, give it to her as a gift, or make her pay for it?
Well, you know, I think you'll want to make that judgment based on how the conversation goes. Because
okay.
if you mention, I mean, it's great that you would offer to pay for it. That's fantastic. It's only $97 because I really want to reach as many people as possible. But if you come across too pushy, then she's going to maybe push back. So just kind of play it by ear, see how she responds. And
okay.
if she wants to sign up, then say, hey, you know, I can help you with that. And because
okay.
people
that's
always
what I'm
at. Do
yeah.
better.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thank you so
All right,
much.
Fantastic.
All right.
All right. Thank you for calling in. I appreciate it.
Oh, thank you. Thank you both.
All right.
Thank you, Dr. Bradford. Okay. What we're going to do right now is we're just going to do a quick station break. And now after the station break, we definitely want you to give out that contact information again so people know
okay.
Exactly how to reach you.
Sounds good.
You're listening to ThinkBigRadio.com, where big thinkers come to teach and learn. Your goals are our goals, and your success makes us successful.
Once again, ThinkBigRadio.com listeners, we have Dr. Gwendolyn on here. She's one of our experts today, BuildYourBetterMind.com. We've had some great conversations up to this point with one of the guests asking questions. So we would like for you one more time to get out your contact information. Everybody needs to know how to reach you.
That's fantastic. I'm going to give my phone number first. It's 248-358-6920, 248-358-6920. I also have a toll-free number, which is 833-TOP-5291. You can reach me on my website, which is www.buildyourbettermind.com, and my law website is DavisYanceyLaw.com. On Facebook, you can reach me at Gwendolyn Davis Yancey, Twitter at MindShift Today, and Instagram, MindShift Today. And my YouTube channel is MindShift and Build Your Better Mind. Yeah.
All right, good. So we did cover a lot, and Dr. Bradford, was it? Was it Dr. Bradford? Hi, can you hear me? Okay, so guys, every now and then we might have a glitch. That's not a problem.
I'm not
that happens
you.
To the best of us. And you can hear me? Okay. Her call dropped. She's going to call right back in to the show. We still have about 29 minutes left. And for those of you who are just tuning in, we have Dr. Gwendolyn. She's a mind clarity strategist. She's going to be calling right back in. I'm going to bring her on the line as soon as I see that she's in. It appears that she may be in.
I'm in.
Okay, great. So we're just talking about Dr. Bradford and how she came on and asked a lot of great questions. And what I wanted to ask you now, because you posed the question in the show announcement, does the audience have the tools to really know? Because a lot of times I like to say we like to lean on our own understanding. And in some of those cases, that's not something that we should do, no matter, you know, where we think we are in our lives. And so a lot of times when people think about clearing themselves, and just like you mentioned, they may what I like to call go in circles, or they're repeating mm-hmm. things, or having the same types of relationships. How can you share with our clients how to fix that? I mean, how to get those tools? What do you believe success means, and how would the audience find those tools for success?
Well, success is going to be slightly different for different people, and success is multidimensional. Just like overall wealth, you know, when I talk about the mind shift cleanse and increase your overall wealth is money, but it's more than money. Because there's wealth to having happiness. There's wealth to having great friendships. And there's wealth to accepting yourself and feeling comfortable when you look at yourself in the mirror. There's wealth to being successful and being able to accomplish the goals that you set. Because most of us can't accomplish the goals that we set because of blockers. And the reason that we have blockers is because of things that we've been taught, because of experiences that we've had, and our minds, the way that our minds are set up, you know, we have our conscious mind, our subconscious mind, and our subconscious mind has a portion of it which some scientists talk about it being a portion called the unconscious mind, which is not what we're talking about when you're unconscious because of a medical situation, but there's parts of your mind where there are things that you won't retrieve without some sort of like hypnosis or something like that. And what happens is, because of our experiences, because of what we've been taught, accompanied with our personality and our, what I call our individual empowerment DNA blueprint, then our minds will take us to those experiences that are more negative than positive, because that's the way our brain is set up. Our brain and our mind is set up to protect us. You know, so they call it the fight or flight mechanism.
You know what? From that one statement, I was talking to a person that was on a long drive, and they told me, you know, I'm kind of glad that you called. And I'm like, hey, what's going on? And they were telling me how they were drifting as they were driving into this negative thought pattern. And I'm thinking,
yeah,
you know, well, there's a lot of things that you can think about, a lot of things. You don't have to listen to music. You could put on a CD or, you know, anything to keep your mind out of that. And so just to hear you say how, you know, maybe when you're driving so far and you're alone or things like that, these negative influences start to take over because you have a lot of time to think. What is the best way for them to come down from those patterns, and as far as how you teach in your program? Because that's something that I believe everybody had to deal with and overcome when they started reaching for, you know, the success that they could have in their lives.
Right. Now, one of the things that I really guide a client through is being able to determine what sounds, what images, what any kind of sensory identifiers, smells, things that you may touch, but usually it's sounds and images that trigger our minds. You know how you can hear a song, and that can be a song that reminds you of something really fun and really great from back in the day, and then there can be another song that can take you to a place where your heart was broken or where you remember when something happened to your grandmother or your grandfather, and it can take you to that place immediately. So what I do is I go through different exercises to bring certain words, to bring certain images, so that the client can begin to identify what kind of images and sounds make me feel better or make me feel take me to a negative place. Because when you can identify those, then you can begin to, I call it replacement imagery. You can begin to build a replacement in your mind. So your friend, when she was when she was traveling on the road, and I don't know if there were certain things that she was noticing as she was traveling, the sunset or the grass or the smell of, I had a client who, if she smelled lilacs, it reminded her of when she was abused.
Wow.
And so we can have different sensory identifiers. So maybe there was something that reminded her, it triggered her in her mind, her subconscious mind, and then your mind will just continue down that road. But when you learn to utilize sensory replacement, you can replace that image. I do breathing exercises, and then replace that image or replace that sound. It might be an image that you put on your phone. It might be a sound that you put on your phone. So you can trigger your mind to go a different direction.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely believe in.
You're training your mind.
Yeah, and I believe in those triggers. I remember maybe about 10 or 12 years ago, I went to my grandmother's house, and when I walked in, she was cooking salmon patties. And I hadn't had salmon patties since I had to be like 8, 9 years old. And I swear the smell, when it entered me, when I walked through the door, it almost took me back to that point in time where I wasn't even a grown man. I was just shrunk into that 9-year old. It just overwhelmed me, and nothing like that had ever happened before. And I was just like, wow, and of course I went in there and I was like, where's mine? But because I hadn't had any in so long, I forgot all about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I see how sometimes, just like you said, like the lilacs might cause some negative connotations, to replace that with a positive one. And sometimes we do have those positive that, I still love the smell of salmon patties, and it makes me think about those good times.
Yeah, absolutely. And, a lot of times people have triggers that they don't realize are triggers, because it's easier to know, like if a person was abused, for instance, to be able to identify those triggers from something traumatic like that, with my daughter or other people's experiences. But a lot of times it's those little things, and that's what I help people pull out, because you may not realize a certain word could affect and be a trigger, and you wonder, well, why is it that all of a sudden this person, I meet someone for the first time, why do they seem to, I don't like them, or I'm not clicking with them, and you can't really put your finger on it. You think it's intuition, but it may not be that at all. It may be because there's something similar about them, either about the way they look, about what they have on, that connects your mind to a negative experience from your past.
Yeah, and I think that may even be a part of, our animal nature, because now that you said that, when you think about how sometimes, an elephant might attack you, or, a wild animal that you've been raising in the zoo or something just turns around and attacks you, you know, it could be those same types of instincts that it just kind of takes over.
Yeah.
Now, what would be the biggest advice or quality, you know, you could share with our audience that helped you find the tools to success the most?
Well, when my, you know, with everything that I had to go through after my daughter's mm-hmm. death, I really started paying very close attention to my thoughts. And mm-hmm. I began to become determined to, one, control my thoughts, take
okay.
power over my emotions and power over my mind, because I had reached mm-hmm. I had reached a breaking point. And so I was no longer going to allow people to deal with me in the way that they were dealing with me, you know, for a good majority of my life. So
okay.
you have to get to the point where you make a decision, and make a decision that I can control my emotions. I literally can control the thoughts. You may not be able to control the thoughts that pop into your head, but you can control the thoughts that stay in your head. And so, you know, that's the advice that I give clients, but that you have to be at the point where you're making a decision that you want better, you want to take control, and you want to learn how to take control.
Okay. And it's about taking control over your thoughts. Now, did you have any?
It's about taking control over your life, your thoughts, your
oh, yeah.
starting with your mind. You know,
okay.
it's about taking control.
All right. Now, did you have any books, mentors, or training resources you would suggest to our listeners that will help you move to your next level?
Well, some of the people that that I listened to were, you know, some of the big people like Lisa Nichols, Tony Robbins,
uh-huh.
John Atheroff. I also read different books such as The Biology of Belief by Dr. Bruce Lipton. And that particular book is very instrumental in teaching you from a scientific standpoint, and it's not real scientific, but it lets you know you really can – you have enough mind power to even have control over your cells, the cells in your body.
Mm-hmm.
And also there's a book called Mindset by Dr. Carol Dweck, and it's about the two main mindsets, which is fixed mindset and growth mindset, you know,
okay.
because a lot of times we just think we, you know, people say, oh, it is what it is, which means, like, you can't change something, but you can. So those are just some of the books that I have read. There's another one, The Power of Neuroplasticity, which is about being able to rewire your brain, rewire your mind. So, you know, just listeners can obviously contact me, and we can set up a strategy call and take it from
That's
there.
That's great. That's great. Now, for the I know your website, and I really loved it, and it had so much great information. And that was one of the things that I guess attracted it to me as I was looking online. And it's very dynamic. Do you have any events or anything that's coming up real soon?
Well, like I mentioned earlier, the Mind Shift Cleanse is actually starting September 8th, and it's
September
for 21 8th. Days. September 8th, that's it's for 21 days starting September 8th, and they can call me, they can go to the website and sign up at mindshiftcleanse.com, and that's M-I-N-D-S-H-I-F-T, cleanse, C-L-E-A-N-S-E.com, mindshiftcleanse.com, and if for you know, if they didn't get the spelling right, or they can always call me at 248-358-6920. So that's starting up, and that really is the best way to get started with building your better mind, because I really
okay.
provide those exercises to clear
that's
your
great.
Mind so you can develop your focus blueprint.
Okay. Yeah, and that's a great price. I could see that, you know, based on the conversations that we have before the interview and during the interview and after, that it's a really great price, especially for the time and the things that you do that our listeners, you know, don't even know about and how you help people, especially through the law practice. One thing that we didn't mention that I just wanted you to give a quick shout out for as well is that from the last question that we asked about the books, mentors, training, resources that helped you move to your next level, a lot of people don't know that you also are an author.
Yes. I actually had my first book signing this past weekend, which was really, really exciting. I was I'm part of I co-authored a book. It's called Self-Healing, Mind, Body, and Spirit. And what I'm going to be doing, too, is having two e-books that will be available pretty soon.
Okay.
One of them will be on the Mind Shift Cleanse, and the other e-book will be available as well, and it's called No Failures, Mind Shift. And that's in the overall book that I co-authored, that chapter. That's what my chapter is on. Because, you know, a lot of times we try all these things, we have these strategies, and we think we kept failing, and they are, No Failures Mind Shift actually provides you tools to take past failures and turn them into successes.
Okay. You know, we're getting to that point in our interview that, you know, we're getting close to running out of time, and I'm going to tell you, Dr. Gwendolyn, it was really great to have you on the show, share your insights. Also, you know, thank Dr. Bradford for coming on and sharing her experience with you. At this point, is there anybody you would like to thank?
You know, there really is. I really I learned so much from my parents and particularly my father. My father passed in 2010. Wendell Davis Sr., he was a phenomenal man, very wise, and always pushed us to strive to develop ourselves three-dimensionally and to connect with wisdom, connect with God. I even want to thank my children, Mom. I have five children. Natasha was my oldest daughter who passed, like I said, in 2004. And I want to thank Michael and Nicole and Jennifer and Cyril. And I have some spiritual influencers. My pastor, Pastor Andrea Ellis, Dr. Carletta Vaughn, the late Bishop Ben Jabert, and my friend Kenita Barnes. I even want to thank Linda Ellis Eastman. She's the founder and CEO of Professional Woman Network. Phenomenal woman and the outstanding women that I met through PWN. And, of course, I really want to thank my husband who is we've been married 21 years, and he is just my partner, my supporter, and I'm just really thankful. And I want to thank you. I've really enjoyed being on the show and being able to share with your listeners.
Okay. Well, before we, end the show, and, of course, I want to thank you for coming on and sharing with our listeners. Did you have any final words to give our listeners?
Final words is make the decision that you want better. And you want better successes, you want better levels of happiness, you want better levels of wealth, you want better for yourself and for your family.
We definitely thank you for coming on the show. We thank you for those parting words for our listeners. And until next time, thinkbigradio.com listeners, we hope to hear from you again. As always, to listen to the show's archive, just go to the show's page, www.thinkbigradio.com/build-your-better-mind. And with that said, we'd like to thank all, and good night. Dr. Gwendolyn, did you have something?
No, I was just saying thank you so much. I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you. See you guys later.
Bye-bye.
Your goals are our goals, and your success makes us successful. You're listening to thinkbigradio.com, where big thinkers come to teach and learn. We'd like to thank you all for your continued support and spreading the word about thinkbigradio.com. Have you spread the word today?